uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. But for now, you can't call because we have some phone issues here, and we're trying to get them worked out. But when the phones are working, I will let you know, or you can just try. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you just got to do it because we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So you got to run around. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. You can podcast the show, but listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JOP Talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Oh, and my biblical question, brand new one, right, for this week. Brand new biblical question. Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where? Know thyself, right? Knowing thyself is so amazing. It takes a lot of work, though. And most people, not all, but most, are too lazy, don't care. It's easier just saying, Lord, have mercy, than to work on yourself. But for those men and women who are working on themselves, these biblical questions are there to encourage you to know thyself. You got to work on yourself, folks. Faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, it's Tuesday. And every Tuesday, finally, every Tuesday is my favorite, all my days are favorite days. But Tuesday is a favorite reminder of how amazing America was at one time. It's so crazy, it's not even funny. It was like really, really an amazing country for all who wanted it. And I remember when Tuesday was country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Really amazing. You know what else is amazing? What, Jesse? The world gone crazy. Human beings are crazy until they start to wake up. And waking up is difficult for most people because they don't want to wake up. If you don't want to wake up, you're not going to wake up. You'll walk around with your eyes wide open, but you're totally asleep. I've been saying for a long time now, 35 years or so, our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare that's happening in you, not outside of you. It's inside of you. Whether you accept that or not, believe it or not, is up to you. You can keep fighting with others outside of you and it can get you nowhere. Because the only reason you're fighting with others is because you're trying to hide your own weakness. You're fighting with others so you can feel good about being wrong. Whether it's fighting with the black on white thing, Jewish thing, whatever your thing is, you're doing it because you don't want to face the fact that you're wrong. Each individual is wrong until they return to right. Isn't that amazing? And so they fight. Why do you think there are different, there are so many, everybody and their mama have a cause. There's a cause for everything because they're covering up their wickedness. They're trying to cover up their weakness. That's why they join groups, and that's why they create causes all over the place. There are so many causes on this planet now, especially just America now, that you can't even find a quiet place. Everybody and their mama got a cause, except baby Jessica's daddy. You name it, there's a day for it. It's a cover-up for evil. It is a cover-up for evil. Don't forget to like these videos, by the way. Also, I want you to know, for those men and women who want to overcome, but I want you to know it's going to get worse. When will you lay your weapon down, turn the ship around, and bring the boys home? When will you stop fighting with the spirit of evil inside of you and the spirit of evil outside of others? When will you stop? What will it take? Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Time for to start thinking ahead. No more backward thinking. But only the one individual can do it for themselves, and that will impact others without trying. We can't save anyone. You can't save yourself. Why you keep trying to save other people? Because you're covering up your own weakness, your own demons. So you're out there, oh, I'm a Christian. I'm ministering to others, you say, and you're lying. You're covering up your own fears because as soon as you leave that post for ministering, you go home and cry. You cry at night. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Lay your weapon down. Lead a battlefield, and the war will be over. That's all you got to do. You, as an individual, leave the battlefield, and the war is over. And you will see there is nothing to lose nor to gain. You're fighting a losing battle because it's in your mind. It's just a thought. It's not even real. It's a fake battle. Isn't that amazing? It's not even real. So lay your weapon down, leave the battlefield, and live your life. The battlefield of your imagination and the battlefield of fighting with and against others. Pray for one another. Don't fight one another. That is the spiritual way, the right way. Don't worry. What are you worried about? Oh, I know. You're worried because you love worrying. It gives you a sense of life. You feel the pain of worry, so you think you are alive. You think, oh, I care so much. I'm so worried. I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about gas prices, food prices, everything. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about my wife, my husband, my this or my that. You're doing that because you're lost and you're calling death life and life death. What an amazing mess, huh? I was thinking about the assassination against the great white hope, Donald Trump again, third time. Just think about this. Three times, three attempts in about a year and a couple months, few months. I mean, 2 years and a couple months, give or take. And they can't kill him. Have you ever wondered why they can't kill the great white hope? And thank God they can't. Have you ever wondered why they can't? Because he is a son of God. He's the son of God. And you can't kill the son of God until God allow it to happen to make a bigger point. And then even then, you may take the body, but you're not killing him at all. So that ain't gonna never happen. You may, God forbid, hurt his body, but you're never going to hurt Donald Trump. It's impossible. You cannot hurt true children of God. Those who have truly returned to the Father. Salvation is about returning to the Father. What does it mean to be born again? To return to the Father. You're returning the way, men and women, boys and girls, no matter the color, where you live, what part of the world you live in, how much you have or don't have, you have been turned away from the Father. And salvation is about a return to the Father, all fathers. It ain't all, your life will never be okay until that happened. Donald Trump, about all reports, was close to his earthly father. And if he was close to his earthly father, what do you expect his relationship to be with God? What do you expect his relationship to be like if he's returned to his earthly father? Every boy, every girl around the world. And I don't care how nice you think your mama is. My mama's so nice. Your mama's evil. Every boy, every girl around the world have been turned away from their father. All who were born of the woman must be born of the Father. Ain't no way around it. You can read the Bible. You can read about the saints. You could cry over Mary. You can go to Bible study, youth groups, teach the Sunday school class and go to every one, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you don't return to the Father by forgiving your mother and forgiving your father for not protecting you from your mother, you can hang it up. Your tears will never end. You will never be found because angry people cannot and will not, ain't not, is not resentful people will never enter into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, right here, right now. You always think you got to wait for something to happen. You've been lied to, and you believe a lie. You think something needs to happen. Oh, I need to worship, you say. Everything is finished, and it's done, and it's not about religion or anti-religion or any of that. The law said, the law of God, says that all who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said all this whooping and hollering and carrying on and reading. Matter of fact, he said too much that it makes you so weary. And what do? All the time you read, you study the Bible. What a sad way to live, and your life is not getting better. Some of you know I do counseling around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in, or in person. Not walk-in, but in person. But you got to make an appointment by going to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND when the phone is working. But anyway, lately, for maybe 2 or 3 months, 6 months at best, I've been counseling with a lot of young couples who either have just gotten married or getting married. And the one thing that I notice is so amazing. And it's interesting. This is why you got to get to know yourself. Well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons, is that they're all doing and making the same mistake that every generation has made. The same. It's like they're doing the same thing with the same mindset, expecting the same outcome. It's like interesting to see that. They're fighting already. The boyfriend, the fiance, or the husband, new husband, is afraid of the wife already. The guys won't make decisions. And in some cases, the girlfriend, fiance, wife is frustrated that he won't make a decision. She's like, I asked him, what do you want me to do? Should I go or should I stay? And he was like, oh, whatever you, I don't know. Whatever you want to do. And I asked the guys, why don't you make a decision? Women hate men that don't make decisions, and then they fight you when you make one. You're damn if you do, and you're damn if you don't. I don't give a darn if he does. Come on, Paul. I won't accept him. And I'm like, it's the same thing. And I tell them all, you're doing what your parents did. They did what their parents did. They did what their parents have done. It goes on and on and on. You got to change it by changing you. You got to forgive so that you can be forgiven. And you got to operate from love, not from each other, but the love that comes from above. And it will guide you, and the change will happen. You won't repeat what your parents have done and what the rest of the world have done. But it starts with you, and it got to start with love by forgiving. And love is not a feeling. Love is the light, life, energy, that straight and narrow pathway where love is working through you instead of evil, hell, anger, resentment, all that mess. It's time to let your resentment go, folks. You're making the same mistake that Adam and Eve made. What Eve made, that Adam made by listening to Eve. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Things will never change. It's just the way it is. Oh, don't you believe it. But it doesn't have to be that way. There is another way. And it's a spiritual way. And stay out of your head about what spiritual means, because now you'll be saying, oh, I'm spiritual. No, you're not. You don't even know what it means to be spiritual. That's just the way it is. Who's saying that?
Bruce Hornsby.
And not Tupac?
I mean, he sang it too, but it was a different rendition. It was copying it.
Oh, Tupac sang that song?
Uh-huh.
I never heard Tupac.
Well, the other people have never heard Bruce Hornsby.
Really?
Yeah, the younger people.
Who's singing better?
Obviously, Bruce Hornsby in the range.
Is he Bruce White?
I feel like he is.
No wonder you said obviously.
But he was a white guilt kiss-up person.
And it's Tupac Black.
He was. Now he's gone.
So Bruce still live?
I assume so.
That's just the way it is. Something's never going to change. It's just the way it is. Oh, don't you believe it. Amazing, 1986. It's the way it is. But it doesn't have to be that way. Smooth jazz, what's that?
I heard it on the smooth jazz station.
Oh, that's just the way it is. It's so sad that life requires us to do nothing. And yet we try to do everything. We literally think that we can save ourselves and others, that we can help ourselves and others. What a lie. It's just the way it is. You've been deceived and being deceived. And to the young folks who are starting out on the same path, turn the ship around. Lay your weapon down and bring the boys home. You got to work on you. It's not going to work the way you're doing it. And this I promise you, you're just going to be unhappy, fighting, making babies. Then you got to fight for your children. It's just going to be that. It's never going to get better. And then you're going to go to church. And when you go to church, you're really lost. It is not, it's only at my church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Real church. This other whooping and hollering carrying on church, it's just a false joy, a false dance. You got to look within, know thyself. But anyway, the great white hope . It's remarkable to watch him deal with the issues of life. Other than Jesus, the Christ, I don't know of any other human being who is or can handle what this man has dealt with and handled for the last, just this last time in the White House. They don't even mention the first time he got in. But he came back stronger because he really learned. Most people don't learn. They don't learn. They don't keep it simple. And so they never get understanding. But I've never seen one man deal with evil in the way that he is. He's dealing with it because he knows what's going on. Most people don't know because they don't know themselves. The great white hope appears to know himself, which causes him to understand the world and know the world. He's dealing with demons dressed in human clothes in a human body. But they're not... Demons are in the body, but they're not the body. and the world gone crazy because they can't kill, they can't stop one man. They're like, why can't I stop him? Why doesn't he react? Why can't I make him quit? Impeach him. Yell at him. Sing and dance. Do something. Don't fund DEI, not DEI. These folks are throwing you out of the country. Who are those people? The one that go out and arrest the illegally. ICE! ICE, ICE, baby. Defund, I hate ICE, they say. And then they try to stop him. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The spirit of truth is greater than the spirit of the lie. I saw this one woman from 60 Minute, I think it called, interviewing the Great White Hope. And she, apparently they are reading the manifesto or dealing with that from this last guy that, according to a report, tried to assassinate the president. And that helper brought up the thing about, what's that guy's name that people pretend to be so upset about?
Epstein.
They gotta have an Epstein file, like they're gonna change their lives in some kind of other than being nosy. And so she had to ask him about it. And I was looking at her eyes when she asked. And I saw Satan clearly. She got a thrill from trying to embarrass the president. But she didn't know who she was dealing with. You can't embarrass him. Because he understands there's no one there to embarrass. She didn't understand that. And I saw this thrill in this woman's eye. And the president said, you know what? You're just an awful person. You are awful. You're an evil person. I started not to do this CNN thing. I mean, 60 Minute thing. 60 Minute. But I went on and did it anyway. But you're an awful person, as she is. Satan love hurting the people that are hurting others. They love it. The president said, I'm not a rapist. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minute. You are a disgrace. Go ahead. Let's finish the interview. I wonder if his mind he was thinking, bitch. What a bitch. But he can say it or wouldn't say it because he's president. But I noticed that those women who have not changed their heart from evil, they literally, if you really, really look at their eyes when you're dealing with them. I promise you, whether it's your mother dealing with you, son or daughter, whether it's your co-worker or whomever, you can see the wickedness in their eyes, especially when they think that they're hurting you. Really. It's like, because the woman is the daughter of the evil, she just love it. Except for those women who are starting to change. When I come back, 888-77-JESSE, your super chat. Back in a moment.
I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison
of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. Don't forget to like the videos. And the hate creep, are you doing your show today? The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the hate report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? And I do shout-outs for you as well. Shout-out, birthday shout-out, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-out, encouragement shout-outs. They are amazing. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And one other quick announcement. April is almost up. As of Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the last day of April is this Thursday. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Run, don't walk. And don't blame me if you don't get it. The spring sale. Yes, last day is this Thursday, April 30th, birthday, I believe. So you get 30% off all merch. All the merch, except the coffee. Good. You can't get no discount on parts of coffee. What the? And the books. But everything else, 30% off. So when you go shopping there, use the code JLP30, JLP30 at the checkout. All right? Hurry, hurry, hurry. It is on, and the time is going by fast. And punchy coffee, my coffee. I have my own coffee. Isn't that amazing? I keep waiting, waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting, but you can't wait. It's not going to change. So you might as well enjoy some good old Punchy's coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or Rebuilding the Man, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? Amazing. So I mentioned, and by the way, every dime that you purchase or spend the merch and the coffee and everything goes right back into helping us do the work. So you're making donations by helping us, I mean by the merch, buying the merch, and making donations by donating. And you're helping us to help others. To get the equipment and everything. Thank you. I mentioned this interview that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. They say, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? The wind as he obeys him. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obeys him. If what you're looking for is love and peace and joy, he's the one. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies honoring the king around the world. Some people call him daddy. And they say daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. And we hold White History Month every July. Because July just feels white. So get ready for White History Month. And let me see what the great white hope has to say today.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
See there? I rest my case. The great white hope. I mentioned the 60-minute interview we had, and where this woman, this female, trying to embarrass him. Here's how he dealt with that on 60 Minutes.
So-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it. He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people. Horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. I got associated with all stuff that has nothing to do with me. I was totally exonerated. Your friends on the other side of the plate are the ones that were involved with, let's say, Epstein or other things. But I said to myself, you know, I'll do this interview and they'll probably, I read the manifesto, you know, he's a sick person, but you should be ashamed of yourself reading that because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President,
and I
these
was
are
never,
the
excuse me,
words.
Excuse me. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace. But go ahead. Let's finish the interview.
The other thing that he wrote in the other thing in the manifesto.
I bet he's thinking, what a bitch. What a bitch. Because that's what she is. Why would someone say something that or try to embarrass the president of the United States like that? And you heard all kinds of things about Obama. Remember when he was running the first time around? People said all kinds of things about Obama, about his personal life. I don't remember any reporter trying to embarrass Obama. And you heard some really interesting things about him. But they didn't try to embarrass him. And I love the way the president, what a perfect example on earth as it is in heaven to deal with evil like that. And it reminded me of the if you can stand tall when all about you has turned against you, if you could stand strong when lies are being told, defend no lies. If you can do that, you shall be a man. You shall become a man. You shall become a woman. But you got to if. You got to do the if. Ain't no way around it. And it's beautiful. It's literally beautiful when you see men and women ifing, standing tall in spite of the world turning against you. If you can lose it all and gain it back and not mention it, your loss. If you can walk with kings and not think too highly of yourself. If you can think without putting any effort into thinking. You shall be a man. You shall become a woman. This man, whether you realize it or not, and if you dislike him, if you're judging him, resenting him, you're not going to be able to see what's the light in him, and you won't be able to overcome. You won't see the light. You'll only see the darkness because you're dark within, in your heart. You have no love. Can you imagine her trying to embarrass him like that? Awful. You look at her crazy eyes, you see the devil in her. That wasn't even necessary, but they want to get rid of this man. They don't want Jesus around. Like, what the? As long as Jesus is around, he is going to reveal the hypocrites, the liars, the teachers, the false teachers. And they don't want that. They need you to be angry. They need you to be fighting one another. They need you to judge yourself and others. They need you to need them so that they can pretend to come in as saviors, using you for personal gain, perceived power, and wealth. That's what this is all about. And they have not had anyone get in their way to stop that, regaining so-called power and wealth, except for Donald Trump. One man, just think about that. One man against the world. One man against the world. Because there are others in his own Republican establishment that are against Donald Trump. They may not say it out loud, but they don't want this. They are no different than the Democrats. They want power. Perceived power, because that's not real power, and wealth. One man against the world, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can do it too, men and women, but you got to overcome the world inside yourself and inside of others. Outside of you, inside of others. Human beings are wicked. You don't know the depths of evil until you start to overcome it yourself. Then you're going to understand what you're dealing with in others. Human beings don't have love. Nobody love nobody. And so I believe that female from Sister Minute referring to that manifesto of this guy that's been accused recently of trying to assassinate the president. That helpful name is Noah O'Donnell, I'm told, from Sister Minute. This is another reason that I tell you all the time that women were not created to lead, but to follow, because when you put them in a leadership position, you bring the hell out of them. And hell come through the woman and enter into the earth, and the world suffers. It's not in her to do it. She only has hatred. And especially hatred of men who are overcoming the world. Especially, there are a lot of Nora O'Donnells out there, believe me. But you can't hate them. You can't judge them. It's not them. It's the evil that's in them, made a home in them. It will pass down from their mothers, and so on and so on. Scooby-dooby-doo. But I've always said, keep a little space between you and the great white hope. That way, if he says something or does something that you don't agree with, you won't turn on him. You will understand. But if you make him your God, and as soon as he says something or does something that you don't agree with, you're going to turn. You'll turn him into your enemy. And you'll think that he is your enemy, but that's you thinking that. He's still the same man. He's still the same person that started out from day one. But your anger would darken that and make you think he is the problem, but the problem is in you. Pray for one another. Don't hate. Don't even hate Nora O'Donnell. She can't help it. It's the evil in her that's working through her. You can see it in her eyes. You can see hell. They said something about the hell, the eyes is a gateway to the soul or something like that, some window to the soul, where you can definitely see the soul in O'Donnell, Nora O'Donnell. She's evil. How would you like for that to be your mama, your sister, or your wife, or your girlfriend? Or you have to work with that. Oh, God. Anyway, it's a spiritual battle. You still can't hate her. It's not her, but the spirit of evil in her. We have to love our enemies. That doesn't mean we agree, but we don't hate them. She is divided. She does not know. She can't see. 888-7753-773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Victoria gave two cookies in the shades on Sunday or on Friday, the Fallen State.
Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate it.
That's
thank
over
you.
On pill.net.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Doug says, great job, Jesse. Thank you, as always, during church.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, really. And excuse me, and speaking of that, don't let the devil talk you out of working on yourself, because he desperately will try. Oh, this is not working. This is too hard. You don't have to do it today. It's never going to work. All kinds of stuff he tells you. This silent prayer is just too hard. You might as well stop. That's the voice of evil using your voice. Don't listen to that. And then don't listen to other people outside of you trying to convince you to give up. The evil is working through them as well. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
AKP, welcome Bond supporter.
Right on. Thank you, AKP.
Kohlberger Art, waiting on God, waiting on God.
He's waiting on you.
Dancing emoji and musical to note.
I haven't heard from Kohlberg Art. Where you been? What the? Thank you.
Commander Kim on Sunday, I believe. Trump still alive and still our president, so every day is a great day, American flag. God bless this service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Absolutely.
Duviz with no message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Kale, Jesse, have you ever met someone who loves you as they love themselves? Are any of your friends this way?
What?
You know how you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself?
Right.
Any of your friends love you as they love themselves?
I don't know. I don't even think about that. But an interesting question, though. But I never think about that. I'll keep my eyes on me, and I love all. I really, really do. And it's not me loving them, but the spirit of truth working through me to love them. But I never think if I'm getting any love back. What? But thank you, though.
Richard 4710, Groovy Psycho 1, and Mark S. 3122, welcome, Bond supporters.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Someone with 20 coffees.
Shout out.
No message from someone with 20 coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you, someone with 20 coffees. Amazing.
And Heat Sunday, Half Breed. It was so amazing to behold self-control intercede on your behalf during the last Fallen State episode, shaking his head with a smile. The fruit of the Father is altogether lovely. Thank you for bearing witness to the fruit of self-control, salt of the earth emojis.
If you really, 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 really want real power, and you know for sure without doubt it or even taking any credit that it's not your power, return to the Father. Forgive your mothers. Drop your anger. Drop your resentments, your judgment. Lay your weapon down. You know, I suggest to the congregation at our fellowship that to become a doormat. And to the radio listeners, become a doormat. You see Donald Trump, a doormat. That Nora O'Donnell heifer, he could have dealt with that totally different. He was willing to go on 60 Minutes knowing what they were going to try to do to him. A doormat. She didn't hurt him at all. She hurt herself trying to hurt him. Once you become a doormat, you can't be touched. There's no one there to hurt. And either way, you can't make them feel bad, and you can't make them feel good. Isn't that amazing? Because they know that illusionary self is not even real. It's just a thought. So that self starts to disappear, and you become whole. It's amazing. Thank you.
Lori, thanks for Church Jesse. I've been thought watching, and I love it. When I go into a thought, hell quickly follows. And when I say no to a thought, it's clear I escaped the hell that evil was trying to bring me in the moment.
Absolutely.
Thoughts are losing their power over me every day. Thanks, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. Here come one now. I'm a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. Here come one now. You heard that song?
Of course, except it's Girl Watcher, much less mature.
You heard that song? Hey, come here, I'm a Girl Watcher.
Definitely. Definitely know the remix.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat Punchy, you had to tame that orange, quote-unquote, leprechaun with the calm down at least a few million times. I think he has an orange... Mm-hmm. LOL. I'll tell him off air, Mr. Yes. Heat.
Thank you, Mr. Heat. And Mr. Heat is referring to last Friday Fallen State interview, a discussion I had with a young man, or a man out of Las Vegas. What's his name?
Brian Shapiro.
Brian Shapiro. It was very interesting. And I had not heard of him before until... my producer, hey, we're going to have Brian on. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was interesting. Check out last Friday and all of the episodes of the FallenState.tv. Thank you.
Kevin S., thank you for your several Cash App tips. He says, tithe on tip, tithe on a tip, tithe on tip.
Right on. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Very generous as always. And T. Smith says, for coffee. Hearts.
Amazing. Thank you. And check out our fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church. I got to take a break. Thank you for your
support.
Thank
you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
888-77-JESSE, except the phone's still down. We're waiting on the phone people to come and repair it. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Trump and Melania trying to take down Jimmy Kimmel after Jimmy Kimmel said a questionable, let's call it, quote-unquote, joke about our greatest president and the first lady and maybe their son. I don't know. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We are back. It's Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, the 28th of April, AD 2024. You cannot call in at the moment. But we shall see if we can get that resolved in the next in the coming hours here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We'll get to more of your super chats as well as more great stories in the coming hours of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The White House Correspondents' Dinner suspect charged with attempting to assassinate our greatest President Trump on Monday. Federal prosecutors charged Cole Thomas Allen, age 31, with three federal counts, including attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump. Hopefully they can stick that on him if he really intended to do that, right? After he opened fire at the Washington Hilton during Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner. Moments before the shooting, this Cole Allen guy sent a so-called manifesto by email to his family. So-called family, characterizing himself as a, quote, friendly federal assassin, unquote, and expressing anger at our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's awesome administration. Or, you know, hit and miss administration, but shout out. Detailing plans to target senior officials, armed with a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun, by a shotgun, like Biden said, and a 38-caliber pistol, semi-automatic, I believe, and three knives. Cole Allen ran past a security checkpoint where the Secret Service agents exchanged gunfire with him, I guess, and he struck one officer who was protected by a bulletproof or a ballistic vest. During his initial appearance Monday, Magistrate Judge Matthew Sherbaugh ordered Cole Allen detained pending further hearings. Prosecutors indicated additional charges expected as the investigation continues. The incident marks the third assassination attempt of our greatest president, according to Ground News, in 2 years, prompting federal reviews of security protocols of high-profile events amid a rising tide of political violence, particularly the left wing, right, in recent years. What a mess. And so the investigation continues. President Donald J. Trump and First Lady Melania were evacuated safely, and the gala, was canceled. King Charles contacted the president to express relief following the shocking scenes. King Charles, as you may know, he's going to address Congress and talk about UK and American unity. Maybe that's a nice thing. I don't know. Shout out. Anyway, Trump said the dinner will be rescheduled within 30 days. Not that it's going to happen within 30 days, but it's going to be rescheduled within 30 days, I guess. I don't know, maybe. Anyway, we'll see. Butler, Pennsylvania was the first attempt. That's when the bullet grazed his, or the round, whatever you're supposed to call it, grazed his ear. And West Palm Beach, Florida, well, that's where that normie centrist guy who was all into Ukraine was perched in like a bushes or something like that with a big old rifle. And he got sentenced. The Butler, Pennsylvania, 21-year-old or however old the guy was, he got taken out by a sniper, Secret Service type of sniper guy. I'm chuckling because I'm remembering the Secret Service gal who was trying to holster her gun, and she was, slightly corpulent. Anyway, Trump is moving to accelerate deportations of migrant children in U.S. custody, according to CNN reporting. The U.S. administration is bringing forward immigration hearings for deportations of migrant so-called children in custody by weeks or even months in a bid to accelerate the process. So said Commie Nonsense Network, according to Ground News, on Tuesday, citing administration officials and lawyers for the so-called children. So all you people thinking that Trump is not deporting, he's working hard to deport. To make America great again. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. Take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Well, you can't get a VAR yet. We're waiting on the telephone repair people. And supposedly they could be here at any moment. All right? But when they do, you can call 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where? It's amazing as I think about this and I watch this video I'm looking at right now of this man and woman who appears to be fighting. It's amazing that human beings fight and try to hurt one another and embarrass one another and all that. Isn't that like amazing when you think about it? You know something else has got to be wrong. Human beings created in the image of God fighting. There is evil. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to go and do whatever it is you got to do. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to catch up on all these super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And again, you can listen on your phone if you just got to run around by calling the Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. All right? It's Tuesday, the second hour of Tuesday already. Isn't that amazing? It is. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. Hassan's dog. Amazing. So, a spiritual battle. And you can't save anyone, folks. The Spirit of Truth said, be healed. Go your way and tell no one. You can't help anybody. Stop deceiving yourself all for the thrill of it. Oh, but I want them to be saved. I want them to be free. Why? Why do you want anything for anyone else who don't even want it for themselves? They'll turn on you. It could be your parents. It could be your family members. It could be your friends. It could be your workers. It could be anyone. The government, the doctor, the lawyer, the Indian chief. Half-breed, that's all I ever heard. Why are you trying to, what's wrong with you? So I want to finish up this, according to the report, third assassination attempt on the Great White Hope. Just think about that. I didn't get to all that. But they have tried three times to kill this man. What manner of man is this? ABC7. And then I get to your super chat, too. Cole Allen is his name. And Allen, according to report, is Cole. Cole Allen, the suspect on Saturday shooting at the White House dinner there, correspondent association dinner, was charged with attempted assassination of President Donald Trump and vowed in a note to go after administration's officials. Watch this for ABC 7.
Philip, good afternoon. This would appear to be the third attempt on President Trump's life in just 2 years, and he said he wasn't afraid and is praising law enforcement.
Today, the man accused of storming the White House correspondents' dinner, armed with two guns and a knife, set to make his first court appearance and face federal charges. Law enforcement identifying the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen. President Trump, Vice President Vance, multiple cabinet members, and thousands of journalists inside the ballroom at the Washington Hilton Saturday night when police say Allen ran past a security checkpoint. The president posting this video of the alleged suspect. Police say Allen shot a security service member before agents took him into custody. Trump and the First Lady on stage when gunshots rang out, soon rushed out by Secret Service. Trump recounting that moment on CBS this weekend.
And they said, please go down to the floor, please go down to the floor. So I dropped to the floor, so did the First Lady.
And praising law enforcement for acting quickly. Authorities say Allen booked a room at the hotel and traveled by train from California. Saturday night, they believe Allen used a stairwell out of public view to get close to that ballroom downstairs. And in a message sent to his family just before the attack, sources say Allen described himself as a, quote, friendly federal assassin, describing grievances against the Trump administration, saying he planned to target officials, prioritizing them from highest ranking to lowest.
Amazing. And they say this guy is half white and half black. Isn't that amazing? I wonder which side, which part of him that did that. Was it the black part or the white part? Well, I think white people are more known for assassinating others, so that had to be the white side. That had to be, y'all hear me saying, that's the white side. Because black people don't assassinate. You know, they just kind of go and kill you. And white people tend to aim high. And black people aim low. What the? But I want you to know the same devil that encouraged this guy to do that, this accused guy to do that, allegedly, it's the same devil in you that's judging him right now. It's the same spirit. With a guy like this, we can't even hate him. The children of God does not hate this because they know it's not him, but it's something in him, the same spirit that caused you to have fear, that caused you to be shy, or caused you to be depressed, or caused you to be insecure, suicidal, to judge yourself, to feel like a failure, to hate your own family members and others. It's the same spirit that's driving this guy or drove this guy or this guy, this accuser, to do that. That wasn't him. That's the same spirit that Paul is talking about when he says or said, it's something in me. It won't let me do right when I want to do right. It causes me to do wrong when I don't want to do wrong. It's something driving me, so I give up and let the spirit of truth fight my battle. That's the same thing. You would tell yourself, well, I'm not going to go out and try to assassinate anyone. Not only, not only would I ever think about doing it to the president, I wouldn't do it to anyone. But when you're angry, when you hate your fellow man, when you're resentful, you are committing an assassination. You're a murderer. You're a murderer. When you get mad, every time you get angry, you are a murderer. Every time you feel shy, every time you gossip, every time you judge, every time you think of suicide, you're committing a murder. It's no different. You think that it's different. Well, I go to church. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Christian. I'm a all these different religions. You're still a murderer with a different name. But you're still a murderer. You're no different than this guy that been accused of going after the president. They say this guy was educated. They say he had a college degree. He was, whatever kind of work he did, he was a tutor and all that stuff. And yet the devil had control of him. The devil loved, have you noticed? The devil, and this, they said this guy was an engineer. You know that had to be the white side of him. What the? A video game developer? Oh, yeah, that's the white side. But my point is, the devil love intellectual people. The devil love educated people, whether it's secular education or Bible educator people, or whatever. He love you because he know he has control of you. You think you have control, but you don't. The devil, the more knowledge you have, the closer you are to evil. The closer you are to evil. Watch the people that is knowledgeable of the Bible. Just as wicked as they come. Or watch those people who have secular degrees, psychologists, psychiatrist, lawyer, doctor, Indian chief. Wicked to the core. The devil love intellectual people. Because he know that you think you're smart. And you don't know he's working through you. Isn't that amazing? The Bible says be dumb. Be dumb. And then you shall know the truth. Smart people don't know the truth. So they think they're God. They think they got it. And this guy was supposed to be educated. According to the report, he was a part of a group that called themselves the Wide Awakes. Awake. Awake. That's according to Wikipedia. A wide awake. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't bow down. I wouldn't give in. A group dated back to the anti-slavery days. That's the Wide Awake. They dated back to anti-slavery days, whenever that was. That's according to Wikipedia. President Trump said the White House correspondent Dennis Shooter shifted the atmosphere, turning a tense night into what he described as a moment of unity. Watch this.
It was a very sad evening in many ways. And it was also an evening where a lot of people got together. It was very, I saw some Democrats as we were leaving, and they were generally hostile. And last night they were waving to me, and politicians, congressmen, senators, they were waving and saying, great going and hello. So there was something very nice, I tell you. It was, I mentioned it last night in my little discussion. I think it came together. The place was just coming together. It was very nice to see, actually.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? You should be saying, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for being yourself. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Thank you, Mr. President. But no, you want to kill him. Why not live a life of neither being for or against anything? You were created to do that, to neither be for or against. Why don't you be free? Why don't you lay your weapon down, stop trying to be tough, and be free? You ever thought about that? Stop trying to be tough and be free. Stop trying to save the world and be free. Stop worrying about food prices, gas prices. Oh, Lord, the gas prices are going up. And be free. Human beings of the world don't understand the economy. They're never going to get it right. It'll never be right. But you can be free of it. You got some money. Go in there and put some gas in your car and start complaining that it costs $10. Why are you complaining about it? You got the $10 to put the gas in the car. Be grateful. And there are people, let them complain. You don't have to be complaining. Your day is amazing. Did you know? And this is the truth. That you can wake up in the morning knowing in advance that your day is amazing. You can know that this, without all that positive thinking and all that crap, that positive thinking is not right. What the? Positive thinking is positively wrong. But you can know in advance that you will have an amazing day when you open your eyes. You can know that. And you know how you know it? Because you've overcome the world. You're not divided. You're not worried. Your needs are being met because you don't have any idea of what you want and what you can do or not do. You're just living your day and letting life happen. That is the right way. You're created to live that way. So thank you, Mr. President. Instead of being mad just because the world is mad, don't be like the world. Be in it, but not of it. And Lord, and then I want to get to your super chat. But Lord, why was that gal there? What was she doing there? Somebody need to tell her, go home and raise that man's children. And stop trying to get all the ego gratification you can get. Charlie Kirk's widow wife. She's a widow now, right?
Yes.
What's her name?
Erica.
Erica. How come y'all won't let Erica know the kids have lost their father's father? Why don't you stay home and raise those children instead of being out here for your own ego gratification? They said she was at the party. Lord, what's she doing there? Instead of being at home with those children. So at this correspondent dinner, she was there. The report said Charlie Kirk's wife, widow, was seen storming out of the event. I want to go home, they said she said. She should have been at home. Oh, anyway, what's she doing there? Don't tell me that's not ego. She doesn't love those children. If she loved those children, first of all, she wouldn't be trying to run turning point knowing that the kids don't have a father. She would be with those kids every day, all day. And she wouldn't be at all these events trying to get glorification for herself, ego gratification. And according to Wikipedia, she was escorted away. She was escorted away with tears. Yeah, right. Watch this from X. She should have already been at home. They were escorting her away in tears. I wonder if she really cry. I just want to go home. Yeah, right. What'd you say? Alas? What?
Alas.
What?
Alas.
What does alas mean? What are you saying, Hank?
It's a, it's an exclamation sort of thing. It's like saying, so sad.
You sad for her?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she just lost her husband in a one of those shooting things.
That's why she needed to be home. Well, not the reason. She needed to be home for those children.
But who doesn't want to go to a correspondence dinner? Wow. Lame. Boring.
But she's...
I talk big.
And the kids need their mother because the father's gone now.
That's true.
And she's out there just for attention. That's all it is.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be leading that organization, even if he wanted her to be.
Right. She got little children. The mother was created to watch over the man's children, not out there trying to pretend to be a man. What the... But whatever, I wish her well. Super, super.
Sweet.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. These are from yesterday, Monday. Mario bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, how are you? Quick question, is riding a motorcycle a trail?
Of course. I remember, since you mentioned motorcycles, one of the businesses that my father had was a motorcycle business at one time. He would repair and sell them. And I remember whenever I went up to Indiana, I would go over to his house, and he would take me riding on a motorcycle. I loved it. It was all thrill. Especially I would ride with my father. But yeah, it is a thrill. But it's so dangerous too. Because nowadays it's worse in that people are high on all kinds of drugs now. And then on top of that, they're depressed. They're angry. And they don't watch where they're going at all. So do what you want. But I wouldn't recommend a motorcycle in today's world. It's just not safe. Unless you're just going to ride it, go to a motorcycle field somewhere, ride out in the field. But a friend of mine bought a motorcycle years ago, and he was riding down the road, and grinding down the road, and somebody was pulling out of their driveway, and they just pulled out of the driveway, and he ran right into that car and fell over the car, and he... was brain damaged, and he was still young, and I don't know if he ever recovered from that.
Yeah, a friend of our family, he was riding in the rain, and he lost his leg.
He couldn't find it?
You know, they had to cut it off, I guess, or he got it.
Oh, I thought he lost it in the rain, and he couldn't find it. You saw that Raymond. but I know a couple of people who... was physically damaged by riding motorcycles. And it wasn't, in most of the cases, it wasn't their fault in that the drivers, even on the freeway, they get into another lane. But then some motorcycle drivers, they come right up next to you. trying to get around in the same lane you are, it's not their fault if you hit them because they had to come up that close to your car. But be careful. Amazing.
Thank you, Mario. Yeah. Someone with three coffees. Hello, Jesse. How you? I'm ex-Amish. You know, I'm curious if I left for the wrong reason. I got mad and fearful and left. They do preach that our Father in heaven can't forgive us if we can't forgive our earthly father. But some of the preachers are so messed up themselves. That's probably why I didn't see the light in them. They preach more stern, like something in me just hates that. I grew up Amish and me running away. I may be too proud to go back or something. I don't even know. I even have this guilt of talking to you because I would not be allowed to if I were Amish. I would have to go through the church first, says someone with only one single piece of punctuation. That's partly why I couldn't read it. I was having trouble reading it, and he said N-O instead of K-N-O-W. But nice. Thank you, someone, for your coffee.
Thank you. Keep it piffy. Piffy. Let's say that you did leave because you were angry at, you know, whatever happened as a child. Forgive. That doesn't mean you got to go back, but just forgive. Forgive those preachers. They know not what they did, what they were doing. They couldn't see. And forgive your parent for being so stoic.
Stern.
Stoic.
Stoic works, I guess.
Stoic. Does that mean that they're like so wrapped up in that stuff they don't know what they're doing? What does stoic mean?
Stoic means they don't show emotions.
Right. Oh, okay. And what do you word you use?
Stern.
And what does that mean?
Sort of strict and
oppressive. Yeah, forgive them as well. They only doing what they've been taught, and they were traumatized as well. So forgive. Don't be angry at them. They cannot see. And then you don't have to go back unless you want to. But forgive and just live your life. I am counseling with some Amish people now. They ran away as well. I went to the Amish land once. I was on a speaking tour, and the person invited me to speak took me there. It was interesting to see. Have you ever gone there?
I've never been.
So you've never been to that thing in Mexico?
Never been to Mexico.
You've never been to the Amish land?
Correct. I mean, I've been to PA, but not to the Amish land.
Why didn't you go there? It's interesting.
Why would I go? I don't...
To see the people ride around in buggies and keep... They still live it from the
1800s?
The 1700s. It was interesting.
I never got the chance.
Thank you, though.
Yes. Thank you, ex-Amish. Yeah. Truth for Jesus says, rest in peace to this one guy who is a paranormal UFO researcher, conspiracy theorist, author, New Age spiritual teacher, YouTube, divine cosmos type of a guy who died, committed suicide. Rest in peace. He walks with the Father now. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
He did all that and committed suicide?
Yeah. At the tender age of like 53 or something.
Why?
I guess he was miserable.
Amazing.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Thank you. May his soul rest in peace. I don't know who it is, but may his soul rest in peace.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you. Back in a moment. Thank you. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing! It really is. I set before you life and death. Choose life. I choose life. The great white hope, choose life. I'm not comparing myself to him, believe me. I'm not worthy to shine his shoes. I don't compare myself to the great white hope at all, but in all his actions thus far, he has chosen life instead of death. Announcements. One more warning that April is going by really fast. And that means that the merch sale will end on April, the beginning of May, the first day of May, no longer get a 30% off of all the merch. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/shop, rebuildingtheman.com/shop, and get the 30% off spring sale. 30% off. All right. RebuildingTheMan.com or /stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. .shop. And a quick reminder, a lot of you, I don't need to remind you of this. You're donating anyway and helping us. Thank you. But for those who just started, they're like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm selfish. I didn't even think to donate. And you're like, what the? You can donate to the work here, to my nonprofit Bond. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We've been doing this work for 35 years now, almost 30. Maybe is it 35, 36?
30, it's been 36 years because 1990 to 2026.
So it's 30 years over?
36.
36 years. What the? 36 years. We've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And thank you all for helping us. And those who haven't donated and or once in a while donated, go and donate. You can mail it in, by the way. Some people mail it in, and they're like, thank you, Jesse, for saying that we can mail it in, too, because that's your right checks, they say, money orders. You can make the money order or the check out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and mail it Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Amazing, huh? Or you can call Bond. When the phone was working. You can call Bond at 800-411-2663. That's a nonprofit itself. 800-411-BOND. Or you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. It's a 501c3. So you get some back at the end of the year. Isn't that amazing? Thank you in advance. It's really helping us get a lot done and to help others. So give, and it shall be given back to you. And that's the truth. And like the videos. Like the videos. And what else? Check out my coffee. Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee. Who would have thought? Punchy's coffee at jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Amazing. What I want to do, hey, is finish up with a super chat. Just catch up on all of them.
Super chat.
All right. Over on YouTube, Scott became a new member on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show yesterday.
Thank you, Scott. I do appreciate it. Thanks.
Biggie Bollocks yesterday during the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Is Brian Shapiro the angriest man you interviewed?
That's a good question. If I recollect, you know, recollect me?
Yes.
What?
Recall.
Do white people say recollect?
Occasionally.
Oh, amazing. I think, now I could be wrong, but I think he is the first person I ever interviewed that carried on that way about it. I never seen a man express that much anger before. In interview, either on the Father's State or even here. I've seen people walk off. I've seen people get angry. But I don't think I ever seen a man or a woman get that mad. But shout out to Brian Shapiro. Really. But, yeah, check that out on the FatherState.tv. It was last Friday episode. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, from the D with three coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I truly know what you mean when you say human beings don't have love. Me and my coworkers talking about the third assassination attempt on the president this weekend. They were saying, why can't he succeed at killing him? Why can't they succeed? I was like, what the? I love the president. I do understand people don't like him, but I wish death on the man is crazy. I hope all is well with you and the crew. Love y'all. Have a wonderful day. Praying. Kissing and heart, she black.
She black. You gotta know that that's evil, and it's not them, but something made a home in them. Who says something like that about another human being? Woe unto the man or the woman that celebrates someone else's suffering. You have no idea. When you celebrate another person's pain, when you celebrate in their suffering, you have no idea what you're doing to yourself. Talking about doing it to yourself, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Do what you want. But when you celebrate that someone tried to kill the president, or anyone really, your enemy, when you celebrate even your worst enemy suffering, you're literally destroying yourself. Talk about what you do to others, you're doing it to you. You're doing that to you. But pray for those people. They can't help it. They can't see. Amazing. Thank you, though. She black.
ALL777, good morning. No shooting deprez allowed.
Right, that's for sure. You can say that again. Amazing.
Bree K, five coffees. Good morning, Jesse. Church yesterday, meaning 2 days ago, was amazing. Greatest fellowship this side of heaven. Thanks, hands and heart. Bree K.
Bree K, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I have to say, I take no credit for the fellowships or anything because I don't plan on what we're going to do or what we're going to say and all that. I even have to, like, during the week, if something happened, I want to remind the people about it or deal with it. I have to write it down to remember it. But I'm always, have always been fortunate to be in those meetings. Our fellowship is, there's none like it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, that lady guest you had on this show talking about immigrants and so, this was a fallen state throwback with a woman who was Afro-Latina from Colombia. She didn't seem that Afro to me. But anyway, reminds me of Kamala Harris with her silly cackling laughs while speaking. So annoying. Some women belong in the kitchen. Not all. This is Jamie.
Why not all, Jamie? What's up? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
Good line.
Yeah, thank you.
John, Christ is King.
Christ is King. Christ is King. Christ is King. Amazing. Thank you.
JL, my great white hope hoodie just came in. I'm wearing it every time I drive for DoorDash. Amazing hoodie.
Amazing. Check out the great white hope hoodies at rebuildingtheman.com/store stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. And a quick reminder, thank you for reminding me, White History Month is coming up real fast now. July is White History Month. July just feels white. So get your shirts, get your T-shirts, get your hoodies, and get ready. This is an eighth or ninth celebration.
I believe it would be ninth because it started 2018.
That's
2018,
amazing.
2019, 2020, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ninth.
Ninth year of celebrating White History Month. July is White History Month. No one else would do it, so I'm like, and they celebrate everything but white history. I'm like, let me go help the white man. And we started 8 years ago. Come July, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it'll be 9 years. So get ready, get your shirts, and are they available already, Nick?
No, not yet.
I'm not ready, but get ready. We're going to announce soon when you can purchase them. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K, no message, five coffees.
Thank you, Bree K.
Rick P, with the biblical question response.
Rick P, why are you...
Where?
No, where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Rick P.
I am seeking to exert myself within.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
Kevin S., tithe on tip on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin S. Amazing. Tithe on tip.
Love, wisdom.
Thank you, Mr. President, for tithe on tips.
Nice. Love, wisdom, courage. Welcome, member, on YouTube.
Right on. Thank you.
See on Weehaw, farmer... Gal, light skin black or medium tone black. Cowboy axe, cowboy boot, girl's cowboy boot, maybe. Hi, Jesse. Lovely, lovey, how is you? Hello, how is you? Make sure you take your rest and take care of yourself.
Amazing. I appreciate that. All is well. I hope to say for you, when are you coming back home, CR? What are over in Africa? Your parents trying to make you get married. What the? When are you coming back? It's baby, it's time to come home. Come home. You've seen a lot of misery, and it's time to come home. Thank you, Sion. All is well, and you do the same for yourself. Amazing.
Marilyn with a heart emoji.
Thank you, Marilyn. Amazing.
Charles A. Jesse, your last Fallen State beta guest, quote unquote, is the reason people don't like Jews. Most Jews think the same way he does, and a lot of people believe that some Jewish entity is responsible for immigrants being imported around the world to these white countries. Love how you pressed him, Charles.
Amazing. I didn't even know he was Jewish. He looked like a white, red-haired person.
I only, quote-unquote, know because his last name is the same as the Jewish friend, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about Ben.
Yeah.
When his name was Shapiro as well.
Right. And Josh Shapiro, who's, I guess, Jewish too, right? Got to be. The governor of somewhere.
So white people can't have the name Shapiro?
Normal white cannot, I don't think.
What?
But I could be mistaken, okay? Don't quote me on that. Info may be false. Disclaimer. I don't represent Bond or JLP or even myself. But yeah, I think it's a, I don't know if it's, I don't know. I've never literally looked up Shapiro last name origin. Polish?
See?
Ashkenazi Jewish origin. Toponymic name derived from Hebrew word Spira. A. Refers to the German city of Speyer or Spira in Latin.
So
it is Jewish. It's Ashkenazi Jewish.
That's amazing.
Boom.
So if a black person had the last name Shapiro, and would you think of that black person as a Jew too?
He would have to have a Jewish person in his family, somehow or another.
Why?
Because it's a specifically Ashkenazi Jewish origin. That's more Jewish than any other name has ever been.
So white people have white last names. Black people have black last names. And Jewish people have Jewish last names. And Mexican people have Mexican last names. And Chinese have Chinese last names. You want rice?
In general, that is the case.
Really?
But whites and blacks tend to have American last names. Hello. At least in America.
But American last names are white last names, right?
Right.
Yeah. What a mess. Interesting, though. Thank you.
Yes. Commander Kim with a rumble rant. Satan can't kill God's appointed king of the world. Crown emoji. Even the winds and waves obey him. What does the great white hope have to say today?
I rest my case. They can't kill him. You can't kill the Son of God. What? Remember Jesus said that something like, they can't kill me unless I let them do it. What? Something like that. Let me check.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
Amazing. The great white hope. Okay.
Waylon with a couple of rumble rants. Thanks for so much, Jesse. Whoops, meant to send 10. He gave a couple of them. One was $1, one was $10.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Marcus G. Hey, Jesse, what does little Punchy have to say today?
Well, he can't. The battery is dead. What? No, we got to get that repaired. Thank you. I forgot that Punchy speaks.
So did I.
I forgot. We're going to get the battery repaired. Then we can play Punchy. Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine with the BQ. Where do you seek to exert yourself?
Yes.
In everything, but it starts in the mind first. Jermaine.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Marcus G59, walking around with anger is like a criminal walking around holding a gun ready to murder someone like a crazy psychopath. 100 emoji. Mess. Side eye.
You're absolutely right. There is no reason for you to keep thinking. Really, people, stop thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And one thing I want you to know that I didn't even know, but now I do. The mind is an amazing thing when you allow it to operate the way it was created to operate. When you allow the mind to operate naturally without that in-between false identity, it is fascinating. Fascinating, the mind. It really, really is. But you got to let it be normal. You can't add a false identity in there between you and the mind. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Half Black Tony, what's up, Jesse? Today is going to be amazing.
That's right. You can wake up knowing that your day is going to be amazing. I'm not talking about positive knowing. That ain't it. This, I promise you. You don't have to get up and look in the mirror and make no kind of affirmation.
Affirmations. Yes.
Affirmation. That ain't going to work. But you can wake up knowing that wherever you are in that day, whatever you got to do, no matter if you're being by yourself, it's an amazing day. Amazing. Thank you.
Sir David William II, God bless you, Jesse plus team. How do we take care of our wives' emotions without disrupting the natural order of God? Should a wife emotionally nurture?
Repeat that.
How do we take care of our wives' emotions without disrupting the natural order of God? And also, a question also, should a wife emotionally nurture?
Okay, the way you take care of your wife's emotions without interrupting the order of God is by not taking care of her emotions. Don't give a, well, I almost said a damn.
Yeah.
I won't say a damn, but don't give a darn about her emotions. Do nothing about it. Leave her with her own hell until she drops those emotions. Because the more you try to do something about it, the worse she's going to get. And then you're demonstrating God's love. You can't do anything about it. That's evil. She needs to overcome that by forgiving. Drop her anger. Amazing. Thank you.
And also on Buy Me a Coffee. Pardon me. I got lost. Marcus G, Lord, not Erica, Lord, why? Sad, laughing faces.
Poor Erica, don't blame her. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Amazing. I gotta take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? Senator Tom Tillis says he's ready to move ahead with confirming Warsh. That's Kevin Warsh? As Trump's pick for the Fed chair. You know, you wanted to replace Jerome Powell, who may remain on the board. Also, Bayer is at the U.S. Supreme Court. That's that aspirin maker, I guess. And MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, is rallying against pesticides. I heard pesticides are fine. That's what my source says. But my source may be not Christian. Anyway, King Charles is going to promote British and American unity, as I said last hour, in a rare speech to Congress. Shout out. Trump is dissatisfied with Iran's plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. and Iran are clashing, or have clashed, over Tehran's, that's the capital of Iran, their nuclear program, as there's a review of the atomic treaty, or nuclear treaty, beginning at the UN, the evil United Nations. And get this, it's sick stuff, don't get mad, but Colorado's House has approved a campus abortion medication bill. These two young people who are in the state Congress or state whatever, Senate or something, over there, they said, oh, you need every campus, except for sincerely held religious belief campuses, have to hold abortion medication at their campus. Degeneracy. Subsidized. Sick stuff. And this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 28th of April, AD 2026. No lines are open. You can't even call the bond office at this time, okay? They shall be working on getting the phones fixed hopefully today, okay? We'll see what happens. The Hake Report is coming up after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Jesse's third hour is coming up right now. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. The Colorado House approved a campus abortion medication bill on Monday. House Bill 1335, requiring so-called higher education institutions to provide on-site abortion medication services through student so-called health centers. Democrats Lorena Garcia and Kenny Nguyen. It looks like Nguyen, but I think it's pronounced Nguyen. N-G-U-Y-E-N. They sponsored the legislation after students requested on-campus access to abortion medication, with that Lorena woman, Garcia, reporting no higher education entity in the state opposed it. 41 Democrats voted for the bill on its third and final reading. 21 Republicans and one Democrat, Representative Bob Marshall of Douglas County, opposed it, citing campus burden concerns. Representative Stephanie Luck cited an April 2025 Ethics and Public Policy Center study finding 1 in 10 patients experience serious adverse health events, though the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says the medication is safe. Okay, so 1 in 10, you have a 10% chance of serious health events if you take this abortion medication, according to one study, but they say, oh, it's safe. What a mess, huh? Sick stuff. I thought it's for higher education, not for getting having sex and not having kids. What a mess. Anyway, Trump is not happy with the latest Iran proposal to end the war, a U.S. official said, nor to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. So we'll see what happens. That thing started on February 28th, and we are now on April 28th. Wow, 2 months. Iran blockaded largely the Strait of Hormuz, halting the flow of approximately 20% of globes, by the way, flat earthers, oil and gas supplies, natural gas, I assume. So Marco Rubio, who's the Secretary of State, rejected the terms. We'll see what happens. And they clashed at the UN, United Nations Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Review. And so we'll see. Whatever. T-Swift filed to trademark her voice and her likeness to ward off AI deepfakes. You know how AI is deepfaking everybody. But she's trying to get ahead of that. She doesn't want that. Speaking of Taylor Swift, a guy pleaded guilty in Vienna, Austria, not Australia, because he was planning an ISIS attack at her concert way back in August 2024 during her tour. Terrible. They had to cancel that event. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
I know we can find a way.
uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday, and you can't get involved right now. We're having an issue with the phones, and it's not on our end. The phone people are coming, and they got to repair something on the phone line or something like that. So, but supposedly they're coming today. But in the meantime, when the lines are working, you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. So the office lines are messed up right now, and the call-in line for the radio show. They'll be taken care of, though. Be patient. We live in a physical world, and this world is messed up. My brand new biblical question for this week. Are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Not are you. Where are you seeking to exert yourself? For those people who want to be free, know thyself. Do you know that most people do not want to be free? They love their hell. They love their thrills. They love their misery. And they call it life. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to go and do whatever you got to do. Work out, run, walk, go to school, go to whatever. Go to Amish. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! I know Country and Western Tuesday, and Beyond Z is not Country and Western Tuesday. Beyond Z is not Country and Western Tuesday. But this is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Woo.
Amazing. It's amazing. I never, ever, 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 ever thought, not for one second, that my country, America, could be destroyed. I didn't even think there would be one person in America who would want to destroy America. I thought all people, I really, really did. I thought all people like nice things. They like beautiful surrounding, that they wanted just the best for everything. Not that I thought everyone agreed. I never thought that. But I didn't know that human beings in the United States of America, the greatest country on the planet, I never thought that there would be human beings deliberately destroying the country, dividing the people like never before. And it's going to get worse. This is warfare or warfare between good and evil, and there's no love in human beings. We need love. I return to love, which is from above, not emotional love, not mama's love, but God's love, the creator. That's real love. Everything else is fake. The creator's love is reality. Nothing else is real. Everything is here today and gone tomorrow. You've heard me say over and over again, there's a spiritual order to life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children, but led by God, led by Christ, led by the man, led by the woman, led by the children. That order is the only thing ever will work. If you're married with children, if you're not, the order is still there, whether you follow it or not. And in my country, one of the reasons that everything is still, probably the primary reason, everything is so bad and it's going to get worse, they have put the woman in charge over man, over men, in the churches, in the homes. I remember when the order was there for black people, and the black men ran the family. They were the head of the wife and the children, and all was well. All was well. And that changed. The government told the black woman, you don't need no man. With the help of the so-called civil rights movement, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, they said, you know what? You don't need no man. They going to worship you, black woman. They call a woman queen. That's your queen. And they worship her, as they did in Africa, period. At one time, all was well in Africa, and then they turned away from God. And they made the woman their god in Africa. They made animals their gods in Africa. And Africa fell apart. And that's what's happening now, right here in America. Even with the white man, he's making the white woman his god. And look what she is doing to him and what that lack of order is doing to the white man. I got proof that it's only going to get worse in my country. But you could be in the world and not of it. You can overcome the world and will not be affected by the world. And this I promise you if you do it. But you got to overcome. You got to lay down a life, a false life, in order to receive a real life. Because it's only going to get worse. Fox News, Cincinnati, now former police chief, once sued by subordinates for alleged discrimination against white male officers. They are outright, according to this report, discriminating against the white man, in this case, police officers in their own country. We all know, whether you admit it or not, white men founded it, and with the help of God created the greatest country on the planet. And now you are being discriminated against in your own country. They won't even hire you, according to this report. So this female discriminated against white male officers, according to Fox News report. Well, she has been fired. Can I hear you say about time? She has been fired. A termination announcement says Teresa TG was let go of. Why is this from Local 12?
Well, yeah, Paula, City Manager Cheryl Long claims she's simply granting the former chief's request to step down if things weren't going well. Now, she says Thigi initiated that process back in October following a shooting at Fountain Square, but then changed her mind shortly after.
After 35 years with the Cincinnati Police Department, the last three as chief, Teresa Thigi is no longer the city's top cop.
We obtained outside independent counsel to make sure that we had a process that was thorough, fact-based, and gave me all the information I needed to come to the conclusion that I did.
The reasons behind Thigi's dismissal are outlined in this letter. It points to three main areas. The first says Thigi opposed last year's summer safety plan, failing to fill details that were called for as part of the plan. Next, Thigi's leadership was called into question after shootings at Fountain Square and nearby between October 7th and 13th last year. The letter states she also failed to recognize or take accountability for what it describes as her own failings. Thigi's family and attorney have said the investigation was a political stunt and that she's being made a scapegoat.
There is no scapegoating here. This is not based on one specific incident. I do not blame former Chief Thigi for crime. What I hold her responsible for, though, is the response to that crime, the proactive and innovative solutions, communication, partnership, and collaboration, and there just wasn't enough of that.
Amazing. She white. What the? And it's going to get worse. And when I see women in leadership over men, it's hard to believe it. It doesn't fit. It's not the way it should be. It's not the way it is. It shouldn't be that way. It doesn't work that way. It can't work that way. And it's happening all the time now, every area of life. And what you don't know, females who are not working on themselves, you don't know the depths or the wickedness of their hearts. And female thinking men with female minds, their mother and they have not been renewed, those men are just bad as a real woman. Their hearts are wicked. And wicked hearts get a forces of life out of hurting other human beings. And they call it love. They really call it love. I'm hurting you because I love you, they say. And these type of examples of why I know, and I'm okay with it now, that my country is not coming back. They have done this in other countries, same thing. And look what happened. I sure hope Elon Musk hurry up and get that rocket ship and get us up there to that moon. Somewhere in outer space. Because there'll be no more peace on this earth if this continues. Well, you can have peace in spite of the hell around you. But, you know what I mean? Let's find a new planet to live on and then hurry up and raise the rent really high and the house prices go through the roof so that evil people can't live there. And we'll call that a heavenly space. Heavenly space. You know how the evil people want a separate space or something like that they call it? It's going to get worse, folks. But fret not. You can overcome the world inside of you, and you will overcome it outside of you, and they can't touch you. Look at the president. He's a perfect example of don't touch this. You can't touch this. I think that's James Brown. James Brown? James Brown. Cincinnati found itself under national scrutiny last August after a viral beatdown in the city's downtown left a woman with neurological damage.
Hey, Aisha, for the first time, we're seeing pictures of the injured female victim after she got sucker punched in the face during that brawl. And Senator Bernie Moreno describes her as Holly. He says that she gave him permission to share the following pictures that you're about to see. And I warn you, they are disturbing. So take a look here. Holly's recovering from a concussion and various facial injuries. Senator Moreno said he thought Holly was dead when he first saw the video. Now take another look here. She gets knocked out by a man in the middle of the fight. What started the fight is still unknown, but Cincinnati Councilwoman Victoria Parks appeared to blame the victims, commenting on a Facebook video, quote, "They begged for that beatdown. I am grateful for the whole story." Now, we've reached out to the councilwoman for comment. So far, she hasn't responded. But according to local reports, she stands by those comments. Video circulating online shows the white man slapping a black man before the brawl. But Senator Moreno says Cincinnati leadership deserves blame.
They're down 200 police officers. The police chief blamed social media. The city council person blamed the victim. The mayor went to a misfit mayor's conference and then took a vacation to Canada. Hasn't been back in town since then. This is a total travesty.
Everybody blaming somebody. It's baby Jessica's daddy. What a mess, huh? And that can't touch this was MC Hammer, I'm told, not James Brown. MC Hammer can't touch this. Can't touch this. What a mess, huh? Human beings fighting each other like wild animals. And it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that's made a home in them. And it is driving them to do the things, everything but love one another as the Father loves you. And you've been told that there's a difference in blacks and whites. And black people, you should hate the white man. You should hate the white woman. And when they come along, beat them down. Because they are to blame for the way you are. And you believe it. And look what's happening. Look what's happening. And the sad thing about it, in my country today, anger has and is being encouraged all the time. A man's supposed to cry, they say. It's hard on a man when he can't cry, they say. I just got a text about MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Don't. Can't touch this. Man, you're not supposed to be crying. You're not supposed to be emotional. You've been lied to. And you're supposed to tell the woman. And never, ever, ever a super chatter asked a question about the woman emotion. Never, as long as you walk this planet, I don't care what woman it is, your mama, your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, or anyone, never cater to a woman's emotions. You're catering to evil. And when you do, you're showing her no love. You don't care about my emotion, they say. No, I sure don't. That's evil. Do not cater to evil. Tell that woman, you know what? You need to drop the anger, and you'll be free of your emotions. I'm not catering to the devil. Is you crazy? And for the white person, are you crazy? And for the black, is you crazy? Never cater to a woman's, anyone's emotions. You're catering to the devil. And it's only going to get worse. Fox 5 and CBS is reporting a late night dispute outside of a Manhattan neighborhood store turned deadly when one other person was fatally shot and another was injured. The gunman is still at large. Watch this from CBS New York.
Here in New York, in the East Village, a deli worker was shot and killed on the job last night, and no arrests have been made. It happened in front of the deli on Avenue B in East 13th Street.
Yeah, Alan, his name was Abdul Saleh. He was 28 years old, and he worked here at the Family Deli, and he was here last night when he was shot to death. Police say this happened just after 11:30 last night when officers responded to a 911 call for this location.
Last night, video obtained by Eyewitness News shows Abdul's brother trying desperately to get a gunman away from him just outside the deli on Avenue B. An argument believed to be over the man not paying for his order had spilled onto the sidewalk, where Abdul was shot in the stomach.
What I heard was a pop, pop, pop. What I saw was my friend dying on the corner.
I don't understand what could have happened because they were never rude. They were never confrontational with anyone. You know what I mean? They were just like, everyone knew them.
And the Sala family knew everyone, like the Montañez Lugo family.
Amazing, huh? I wanted to remind you, these are human beings worse than animals. Human beings. Killing each other. Until you return to the Father, your nature is that of an animal nature. And that's why you treat each other that way. Animals don't have love, and human beings who are in the fallen state don't have love. They're in that animal nature. Why do you think people love dogs and cats and animals so much now? They cannot deal with human beings, so now they're destroying the animals. Have no love. And they hold the dog in their lap while they drive. They hold the dog, sleep with them, eat out of their house, food and all. They don't love the animal. They're destroying that animal nature because their nature is that of the animal. And they call it love. But they're destroying one another, so the animal, and they're going to destroy the trees, the grass, everything, because there's no love in human beings. This man is now dead, according to the report. Last year, the deli worker said he was worried about violence, and the United Bodegas of America said, Bodegas of America says, this one didn't have a panic button. Watch this, ABC 7.
We need to install panic buttons in every small bodega.
These United Bodegas of America says this deli didn't have a panic button. It's unclear if one could have alerted police before this happened, but making the case for panic buttons was exactly why Abdul Saleh himself spoke with Eyewitness News a year ago, saying he worried about violence against bodega workers he'd seen on social media.
People got shot, killed, sometimes got robbed, and the police never responds quick.
Tonight, the organization is wondering if the person who shot Abdul Saleh was someone who shouldn't have been on the street.
When you get away with something over and over and over again, you're going to commit a bigger crime every time.
Amazing. This is in New York. Man, Dummy Town now. And it's going to get worse. Man, Dummy, the so-called mayor of New York, is a socialist. And he's a foreigner, one of those Allahu Akbar people. How can things get better? It's not. It's going to get worse. I used to love visiting New York. I used to go there a lot. But not anymore. I remember my son would try to get me to come visit New York during especially during the Chinese virus thing. I'm like, no, I ain't coming there. What time? You better come here and visit. I ain't going to New York. But then he moved out of New York, the city part of it. What a mess, huh? I used to really enjoy going down to Manhattan. It was so nice. That's gone now. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And the interesting thing about it, the police don't show up. They have defunded the police. They've got rid of the best policemen. They've gotten rid of them. They listen to Black Lives Matter, defund the police. And look what happened. A panic button ain't gonna do no good. In California right now, and mostly in the valley out there where the nice homes are, and in the hills of Hollywood and Beverly Hills and all up in there, home break-ins are through the roof. Nearly every day in the local news, you hear of some home burglarized during the night. And you know when the police show up after the burglar gone? Every time. I don't know when the last time, and maybe I have, but I don't remember the last time I heard a story that someone broke into someone's home and the police got there on time and arrested the person or people. The police always come after the burglar. Well, what are you coming for now? It's like the police will wait around the corner until the burglars leave, and then they show up. The other night, I heard a story up in, I believe, Hollywood Hills. So a couple guys broke into the homes, and these people were home, and they robbed them and everything. The father was home, too. And they put a gun to their heads and robbed them in their own home. And the police came late again. Everybody gone. It's a spiritual battle. And it's a mess. And it's only going to get worse. And there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide to, baby. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. The treasure chest is now open on StretchOffPills.net. I'll be back in a moment.
Had it been better back again, my familiar stand. Nothing more than a thought to relate.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Lisa, like the videos. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. You can't get in because the phone not working, by the way. But the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, you think the Great White Hope has energy, and he does. You think that he's the son of God, and he is. You haven't seen the energy in the American Anchor Baby. His energy make the Great White Hope energy look oldish, old. And since he's a young generation, he got that new energy from God. And prove me wrong, check out the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 right after thehakereport.com. And don't forget to like the videos. A quick reminder, the sale is coming to an end. April's 30% sale on all the merch. Thursday is the last day of April. So rush, rush, rush. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come on down. To Stone Soul City. Remember that song, Hank? Come on down to Stone Soul City.
I'm not familiar, I don't think.
Hey.
Alpha. Stoned Soul Picnic?
Yeah.
1968. See? Laura Nero.
That's when music was real deal. So you never heard that, though, huh?
I have not.
You heard Anchor Baby?
No, I haven't.
Wait.
Says you.
Wait.
Both of us all resentful.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I adopted your resentment.
Amazing. But anyway, the merch sale. So use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30 at the checkout. All right? 30% off on all the merch except Punchy's Coffee and the books. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Like the videos. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Biggie Bollock says Erica Kirk is crying, so Erica Kirk is lying. Light bulb emoji.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing.
Facts.
Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble, a Rumble rant. The only difference between a Republican and a Democrat, Republicans put you on life support till you die slowly and painfully. Democrats kill you fast without hesitation. Both parties are corrupt and unified like conjoined twins.
I rest my case. If it wasn't for the Great White Hope, there would be one party in America right now. And it would not be the Republican Party, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
See, on the sarcasm and the evilness on these reporters who are always asking President Trump is just so disgusting, Jesse Love. Disrespectful. If they would ask crazy questions like that to a sitting president here, it's a sarcastic tone. Smug, evil faces to a sitting president here in a third world Africa, they'll get locked up or the former regime, he will execute them. The jail in Africa is no bologna, sandwiches, and orange juice. They'll die starving. Family won't even know where you are. Only in America, they insult a sitting president.
Where's Louise? I don't know. Last time I saw her, she was going to jail. What a mess it is. It's evil.
Great point.
To bring up that point. That stupid stuff to the president. Think about that. And they got a woman to do it. That's evil. You're right, Sion. let's ship them to Africa and see what happens. Let them play that game and see what happens to them. You're absolutely right. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannah's Six Coffees. Thank you, Jesse. Amazing Sunday service. I began saying out loud, I give up. God, your will be done. I'm beginning to see new things about me and how I've been playing God before. Everything from, I need my own home and land, my own business. I need to even my future wife. Thank you, Jesse. White thanks hands.
Right on. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. And never ever again, I am sad. I want this. And I want that. And I'm going here. And I'm going there. And you treated me this way. You treat no more I. No more I. You don't have to be you any longer. And then you shall be free. Free of heartaches, no more tears. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Eric, Five Coffees. When are we going to see JLP on such and such competitors podcast?
Soon, I hope.
Soon and very soon.
I'm going to see the Lord. Soon and very soon. I'm going to see the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to see the Lord.
Info may be false.
You know that song?
Of course.
That's a song.
I know, but I'm not talking about that song.
Oh.
I'm talking about soon, very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Pertaining to the competitor.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mark, right on. Thank you.
Marcus G50.
But thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Marcus G59. Jesse, change the battery for a little punchy. Don't be like the blats that don't have the smoke detector chirping. Laughing faces. Mass. Laughing with sweat.
What's wrong with the blats? I forgot that Punchy had a battery. Did you?
I did, too, until somebody asked, what does Punchy have to say? I'm like, oh, yeah, he used to say stuff.
Sure did.
Shout out, Hassan.
Punchy haven't spoken in a minute. Haven't spoken in a minute. Thank you. We'll get that taken care of. Amazing.
Waylon 1. One wakes up to an amazing day because you're going to do what you're supposed to do. I'm working on it daily, he says, with a rumble rant.
You stay with it. Really, don't give up. Don't let the spirit of evil tell you to give up, because it will. And don't let the evil spirit and other encourage you to give up. They will try it. Amazing. Thank you.
Santino, can you guys do Wi-Fi calling? Jesse is so old, he may not use Wi-Fi, LOL.
What is Wi-Fi?
That's when you use your cell phone and dial via Wi-Fi via the internet. Some people can call our 800 numbers and things or whatever over Wi-Fi, even from overseas, because it's using the internet, I hear. But no, we're using hard landlines in order to take your calls on air. It's a different situation.
Yeah. You're right. I'm too old. I don't even know what Wi-Fi is.
It's internet over the air. I don't even understand it myself.
Amazing. But no, and thank you, though. A way shall be made. Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R. Lil Punchy has energy given by what the Duracell? Laughing scrunched face.
That's right. Amazing. Emoji. Thank you.
Loctus says women who are working on themselves have no desire to lead.
That's for sure. I wish, you know, in the right kind of way of wishing, that you all could be in those women's fellowship we have. We hold women's fellowship every third Thursday of the month. Those ladies are working on themselves, and they show up. They really show up. And then Sunday morning, too, you can hear some of them. And the men's fellowship on the first Thursday of the month, first Thursday, and the men show up as well. But the women who are working on this stuff, everything is changing for the good. Stay with it, ladies around the world. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Roy M., you can tell how feminized society has become, how we've let women and weak men run society. For example, where are the monkey bars, jungle gyms on the playground? Where are the high dives at the swimming pool? Also, it used to be no big deal when men would walk around down the road with a rifle slung because everyone knew it was hunting season. Now, The cops would be called on those men. Finally, car designs have become too soft, too. No big, loud engines anymore. Cars just don't have that individual personality. Amazing, says Roy.
Those are some very good points, too. Amazing reminder of the way that things were.
Yeah.
And you're right. Where are those? I forgot all about a lot of those things. They have been taken away from us, from America, and it's just a weak, pathetic society now. No love at all. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gotta really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar or Caesar, three coffees. Jesse, which one is worse, the fallen state guest who gets emotional and runs away with their tail between their legs, or the fallen state guest who gets emotional but sticks around to hurl insults at you? Emoji.
I don't know. Who would it worse? I don't know which is worse.
They're both kind of viral.
Yeah. Amazing. Good question about which is evil is evil, so it doesn't matter if you stay or go. Evil is still evil. Amazing, though. Thank you.
Electricidad, 78. Does Jesse have a wife?
The bear in the woods? Thank you. Amazing.
Cade G. What's wrong
with... I did it the black way. I made my children out of wedlock. Black people don't get married to make babies. What the...
Somehow you were spared from...
That's for sure.
...saying, going through with it. Cade G. What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? And not all, but most. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, never follow a woman. They don't know where they're going.
This I promise you, whenever you listen to the woman, whenever you follow the woman, this I promise you, you will suffer. It's just the way it is. You will suffer. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing.
At long last. Nice.
Thank you all so much. You're helping us to help others, and I don't take that for granted. Amazing. I want to, because of time, want to go back to New York to give you another example. We showed you what's happening there with the guy being, according to the story, was killed there at the bodega. Am I saying it right there? Bodega. Well, it ain't over. And you think that's bad. Have you seen this, Hake? This teenage boy, according to the story, a teenage boy violently slammed a young girl. And his mother, they say, I haven't heard this story, the last part of where the mother defended it. But we'll see what that's all about. But here's the more hell on earth. This is from AMYN. A teenage boy who allegedly body slammed a young girl and stomped on her head on a Manhattan street is a horrific video circulating online has been arrested. This was in that video. Watch this from X.
Do it.
You stand right here.
You will.
You stand right here.
Well, no, she cuts your pussy.
That's because you're
Oh, what?
Me, my pussy.
Yo. Yo, no.
That's amazing. That was shocking. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And it's going to get worse. No police. Defund the police. Let the inmates out. Defund, take away Beelzebub. And don't punish the blacks. The teen mother, the teenager's boy mother defended him, saying the girl pushed him first. Watch this New York Post.
My daughter, AR, she was physically assaulted in that school, and the principal don't do nothing about it. Nothing. I have 29 police reports calling on the DOE to help me with the children. They never did nothing.
But why did he stomp on her head?
She said something to him. You know what she did first? She pushed him. And he has flat foot and put the like that because I took him to the hospital Monday too. Yes.
Well, you don't see that on the video.
I have that video. I have that piece of
paper. But her shut.
No, the same one.
But her shoving him, how does that equal him picking her up, dropping her on her neck, and then stomping on her head?
Let me be
clear.
It
seems like you're justifying it.
No. They were coming from school together.
Okay.
But your friends going to the park. That's what they did every day.
And then she's bullying him.
She's bullying Nadir from in the school.
And what is she saying to him to bully him?
She said, dirty nigga. She's a racism. She's calling dirty and dirty slurs. That's from my understanding because he's been emailing me from the school. You understand?
Do you have the video where you say she's harassing him? Do you have that video?
From in the school? Yes, I have everything.
Can you give it to us?
No.
Oh, man. Where is she from? She sounds like a foreigner.
She's now Jamaican.
Oh, that's what she is?
I don't know if she is. I said she sounds like that to me.
Send the foreigners home. Send them back alive. Send the foreigners home. Send them back alive. Why do we put up with them? Why not just ship them back home? Fathers are bleeding. Lovers are all alone. Mothers are praying, send the illegals back home. You march them in to a country that didn't belong to them. Amazing. She said they touched her boy. They met with the boy first. What the? Somebody, I don't know about this story. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. Zero idea. But some of these girls are fast gal. They're all way up in the boy's face now. I think they can beat somebody. Because the guys have been told, don't defend yourself. You're stronger than the woman. Let her smack the hell out of you, but don't touch her. That ain't going to work all the time. Now, I don't know what this situation was at all, but ladies, y'all better stay out of these guys' face with the faces. I don't know if that happened. That boy was too angry, though. I know there's no reason for him to body slam her and then stomp her in the face like her, like that. And plus, he was following her. Apparently, whatever happened in the beginning, she was still seemed to be trying to get away from him. He ran after her. I can hear the devil now telling him, go get her. She's running. And that Satan energy that came up. Oh, you covered the story, Anchor Baby?
Oh, I did. Yes, I did.
Interesting.
Yeah, we played the video.
What did you think about it?
That guy was acting insane.
Yeah.
It was just clear that he's acting insane because I forget what it was about it that put it everywhere, but.
Well, let's say that whatever they were arguing about, when the girls took off and going her way, at that point, he should have just dropped it or dealt with it in another way. That's for sure.
And that's a new thing. I think I've never seen, like, someone attack someone because they got rejected.
That's what he was rejected?
That's what I read in the post that posted it, but maybe that post was saying what they thought.
We don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, they were alleging that he was trying to get her phone number.
Amazing. So, hey, you could barely watch, did you say?
Yep.
What are you saying?
My tender heart cannot stomach such visuals.
Oh, beta.
Alpha. It's like watching. I watched one too many ISIS beheading videos, and now I can't watch any of that stuff. And I felt like it should have been censored.
And do you cry?
Never. Ever.
When you see ISIS videos, do you cry?
ISIS? No, I don't watch them anymore.
Oh, well, you did watch them.
No, I didn't cry.
Did you cry?
No, I stoically watched them with a cold and manly heart. But yes, according to AMNY, the sources reported Thursday that the 14-year-old suspect had been harassing the 15-year-old girl and was harassing is a woman word, but okay. But looking to obtain her phone number.
Oh. Amazing.
Someone online shares my sentiment, according to this news report. I want to unsee this so bad.
So when he stomped her, did he get the number?
I think maybe she's like, oh, okay, now you can have my number. She felt unjustified. Oh, I was wrong not giving you my number. It would have worked out great with us.
I want to show y'all this story where, of course, the Fox News illegal alien is accused of biting a 3-year-old girl in the face during an attack at a Texas park. Watch this from KSAT.
A random attack at a Southside park over the weekend has a San Antonio mother in shock. Her 3-year-old daughter is recovering tonight from wounds from a total stranger. It all happened Saturday at Espada Park while Gabriela Perez and her family were fishing. That's when a man appeared out of the woods and began punching Perez and grabbing her by the hair, causing her to drop her daughter. That's when it is said the attacker started biting the little girl's face. Perez says it was a scene out of a horror movie.
I think whenever he was, like, everybody was already there, I got up and I was like, this is a f***ing zombie movie. Like, what the heck?
Vias was tackled by onlookers and held until police arrived. He is charged with injury to a child with intent to cause bodily injury. San Antonio police say it's unclear what led to the attack.
I wonder, my first thought was, is this one of those guys that ate up all the animals, ate up all the dogs down there in Ohio? What the...
According to Fox News, it was an Indian national who had previously been arrested but was not removed from the United States.
Do they eat people in India?
I don't think so.
Oh, man!
I don't even think they eat cows in India.
They just eat what? Cow manure, huh?
That's not funny.
Well, you already laughed today. Oh. I'm out of time, folks. This is hell. Hell is not heaven. And man is not God. I would recommend you be in the world but not of it by knowing yourself and dropping the anger. Let the anger go. Let resentment go. It's your enemy and not your friend. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you for your super chat, your support, your donation, and everything. The Hake Report is coming now. The Hake Report.com. He white. The guy with the good hair. And then the American Anchor Baby. Hopefully we'll have the phones working by tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But in the meantime, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. All right, folks, the Hake Report is coming right now. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creed to arise. The Manhood Hour and Black Excellence Hour. Take care. Boy, you better stand up and up.
Put your hand up and hut. Cause if we don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.